When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
630 CHED Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 CHED.
I'd like to thank Peter Chiarelli with his time with the Oilers organization. It was really felt that with the way the team was trending that we had to make this change. And I want to clearly give the message. I know there's people out there that believe this team can't make the playoffs. We believe in the organization, we believe in the dressing room that we can. I think the other key is we're not going to trade any of our assets away for a quick fix. We'll make some trades at the deadline if they're the right trades to get us in the playoffs, but not giving away the future. Going forward today, Keith Gretzky will take on more of the general manager's duties. I will oversee hockey operations. My main task will be looking for a general manager. And we are not in a rush, but as soon as we find a general manager that we feel is right for the culture of the Oilers, we'll name that person. When that will be, there's no deadline on that. Last night, we made the decision with Peter Chiarelli after the second period. We'd made that decision before the game started. I thought it was necessary to do it with the team having the break. After the game, I had the opportunity to meet with the leadership group. I wish it would have been longer, but had a good conversation, and there has to be more conversations with this group because we have good leaders and we have good players on this team. Also met with the overall staff and with the players. We have a lot of work to do here in the organization over this break. We have some good time to do that. And we got to find out answers of how we can make this team better to make the playoffs, but I emphasize again, we're not going to give away the future. Thank you.
Bob, was there a tipping point in the last period of time which you were making this decision that you decided this had to be done mid-season, which generally is rare?
Yeah, I think the key thing is just the way our team started to play again. We made a coaching change. When we made the coaching change, I really thought the team played well. We saw that we have it within the players in the dressing room to play at a top level in the league. We'd slipped again. Some of the moves that we've made have not worked, and I felt that Peter had done everything that he could to make this team better, and so we needed a new direction. So we've been talking about it for the last few days. The decision was made before last night.
Well, Mark Spector, Sportsnet. If you've been thinking about this for a few days, it would predate the Koskinen deal. I would ask, how much oversight was there on that Koskinen deal, and did you give a GM with 2 days left in his tenure the flexibility to make that deal all by himself?
Peter did not make that deal all by himself. This deal really started when we got together with our pro scouts in Palm Springs in our meetings. We looked at the depth of the goalies that would be available at the next year. We really believe in Mikko. We had to make a decision between Mikko and Cam. We made that decision to go with Mikko and sign him to a three-year deal. Cam Talbot is still a big part of this team, and he's been a great teammate. And we hope that Cam will continue to play well for the team.
Yeah. Terry Jones, Edmonton Sun Journal. Can you back us up to the when you basically delivered the word to Peter? Did you say second period?
Yes, I called Peter, went and met with Peter, and we did it after the second period for two reasons. One, I thought it was right for that Peter would have the chance to leave the building in the way that he saw fit. I can tell you that I had a good conversation with Peter. He was very professional about it. I've already had a couple of texts back with Peter. But the focus for me was to be able to get in front of the staff and to get in front of the leadership group and the players before they went on break, and we did that last night.
Well, are you suggesting that if the team had got off to a different start in the game, you might have delayed the day or something?
No, the decision was made before the game started.
And just again on the overview, there's a whole city out there that wonders how the hell you're going to fix this. How would you answer that?
I can tell you clearly. You look at the way this team's played at times this year, we just have to get them consistent and playing that way. We know that we have to bring in some other pieces, but we're going to put all of the onus on the group inside the dressing room because they have shown that they can do it. We will look to try to bolster the offense and the defense, but again, we're not trading away our first pick. When you look at some of our other top prospects, we're not giving them away unless we get some real good pieces back.
Hi, Rafi Bujikanyan, CBC News. Given that these Twitter hashtags were trending about firing Peter Chiarelli and also that you say this decision was not made yesterday, was made prior to that, how surprised did he seem when you delivered the news to him?
He was disappointed, is how I took it when I spoke to Peter. He really felt that he had let the organization down and not having this team in the playoffs. And I think any time that it happens, a person is shocked, but I really feel that he knew there was a lot of chatter, so it wasn't a huge surprise to him.
Bob, Gene Principe with Sportsnet. When you spoke to the leadership group, in particular Connor, I don't know if reaction is the right way, but just your sense of their response, because maybe they felt like something might happen prior to the break.
They were really good, Gene. You know, they felt that we've gone through a head coach, we've gone through a general manager now. The responsibility goes back to them in the room. We have to make sure that we give them the right tools to find the winning formula here. And, you know, we're going to have a lot more discussion with that group. We have good leaders. Are there other pieces that we have to try to bring into this room? That's what we're going to look at in the next 10 days. Nothing huge, but I think you've seen that before. Some small tweaks can make a real difference.
Bob, Dustin Nielsen, TSN 1260. You said you're going to search for the next general manager. Will that also be a similar position, president of hockey operations and general manager? And are you just searching for one guy, or as you go through the process, would you be looking to more significant changes in hockey operations?
You know what? That's a real good question. That's too early to, you know, define that right now. We're going to really look for a person that can assess talent. I think that's a real key with a general manager today, and look for someone that can really help run all parts of the hockey operations as a GM's role. I want to stress, we really feel that, you know, our draft picks the last couple of years have been good. I think how we've set this up under Keith Gretzky's direction on the draft and the pro side, we've done a good job. We'll look at it again, and do we have to make some changes? Could be, but it's too early to define that right now.
Bob, Derek Van Dees, Edmonton Sun, Edmonton Journal. I just want to ask about Keith Gretzky's role. Does he have now autonomy to go out and make trades, or is this a group thing? Does he have to come talk to you? Does he have to come talk to other people? How are you guys going to approach the deadline and go on?
Real good question. Keith is going to be the key point person for it, but we're going to use all our assets before we make any types of deals. But Keith will lead that. I'll be in conjunction with myself, but we'll be talking to all our pro scouts and our amateur people before we make any type of deal.
Hi, Bob. Rob Tichkowski, Edmonton Sun and Journal. In the last 10 years, this team's had 8 different head coaches. This will be their 4th general manager. It seems like the problems run much deeper than head coach and general manager. Why can't this organization get it right?
You know what? I think your point there about this changing is dead on. And that's why I'm not going to be in a real rush to get a general manager. We have to get the right one. And if that takes us some time, because we have to look at all parts of this organization. I want to emphasize again, we got some real good players. We've got some real good staff, but there's something in the water here in Edmonton that we don't have right, and we got to get that figured out. And the way that you figure that out is you talk to people. I'm going to try to open up more doors in all aspects of this organization to find out those little things that just haven't been fixed over the last number of years for us not being in the playoffs. We saw it 2 years ago. It was a blip, but there are some key parts in that that we got to make sure that we save here. And I really believe when I watch this team through games this year, we can be a real good team. But we just haven't shown it, and we haven't shown it consistently. So what is that? We need to make sure we got the right chemistry in the room, the right character in the room to bring the best out of all of our players.
Adam Cook, CTV Edmonton. Just pointing to that, what's in the water, what's the solutions here? And there's a perception from the fan base, accurate or not, that this is a team that kind of hangs on to the glory days, and there's still some prominent figures from those glory days that are behind the scenes helping to make key decisions. And the fans think, well, here we go again. Maybe it's time for another fresh set of eyes, but it seems to be a perception problem for this team. How do you tackle that? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, you know what? I'm into 3.5 years in my role here, and I hear that all the time. You know, it's the old guard, the Oilers of the 80s that are making the decisions. That's not true at all. You know, Peter Chiarelli was the president and GM of this hockey team. We gave him the authority to make those decisions. He brought in majority of his own staff. We have people that from those days are in the organization. Kevin Lowe is so important to this organization. But Kevin Lowe hasn't been in hockey operations decisions. Kevin Lowe is a leader, and he's leading us now in different parts of the organization. But it's a perception that's out there that they think they are. I can tell you and tell all the fans that's not true.
Bob, Min Dariwal, CBC Edmonton. What would you say to the fans? Obviously, you guys are in the business of trying to win games, but it's also entertainment as well. And a lot of tickets and luxury boxes and things like that are up for renewal. And some people are saying that the product isn't worth renewing, right? So what do you say to them as far as from a business perspective?
Those are questions. We're doing surveys every day with our season ticket holders. We're getting feedback, and we're getting that feedback. Give us an effort. You know, if you give us an effort, give us 100%, we can lose 3-2. And that's what we have to do in this city. You know, we have the best fans. Our best fans in the league are frustrated right now. So we have to get inside the room. No matter what the talent is, we have to have a better effort in and day in and day out, and that's what our goal is going to be going forward, and that's what we have to get fixed here in the next 10 days as we get into a playoff run.
Bob, Ryan Rashog from TSN. Maybe on the developing of young prospects, you've got a couple young players in the lineup every night. They're high draft picks. You've got another one coming in Evan Bouchard. Are you comfortable with the way this organization is developing its high-end young talent, or do you think a fundamental shift is needed in that thinking?
Great point, Ryan, and we're going to push back that we want our younger players to develop more in the American Hockey League. We have some real good players. I think that we bring them up a little bit too early in hope that they're going to be ready when they're really, really close. I think we got to leave them down there till they're overripe. And that is a change that we have to make here. You see that we've sent Yamo down. He's on the verge, but he has to play a lot of minutes. We really believe in this player. And we have to do that with more of our assets going forward.
Okay, we've got time for a couple more. Let's go to Fletcher.
Hi, Fletcher Kent with Global News. I know speaking with some of the fans in the last little while, there was a bit of a worry that if Chiarelli, as he has gone, this may be the beginning of yet another rebuild, that there's a big hole to dig out of. How accurate is that, and how far do you think we are away from having a very competitive winning hockey team here?
Yeah, we're not into a rebuild. I truly believe we're not into a rebuild. We have the best player in the world. We have other real good players in that dressing room. It's going to be great to have Oscar back. We need his depth and defense. We've got real good pieces. Do we have to supplement that better? Yes, but I really believe a lot of the solution is right inside the dressing room. Our fans have seen it. They just wanted us to be much more consistent.
Bob Stauffer, Oilers Radio. Peter built a heavy team, big team. League moved in another direction. Will there be more of a philosophical approach to emphasize speed and skill moving forward? And will that be something you look for in terms of the general manager you ultimately hire?
You know what? Peter really came in here and really wanted to get a heavier team. We wanted to be a place when you came into this building that we own this building. I thought he did a good job in that. The game is changing. You know, speed and skill is a big part of the game today. But as I first go inside and look at this, character is going to be the one thing we're going to look at. We want to look at the character of the players inside. They have to play for each other. If they don't want to play for each other, we don't want them in the room.
Can you discuss at what point, I'm assuming Daryl Cates had a role in this, what point he got into it? And backing up to, you know, when you hired Peter and Todd came on board, the feeling here was at last, with Connor having just been drafted, there's some stability of, high profile, successful people. Where did you go wrong?
You know what? I think you roll that back. You're right, Jonesy. When we made the announcement and they're sort of back to back, and Peter and Todd, they thought we'd really changed the page. I thought the team did progress. We made it into the playoffs, and then we fell back. And we're not back to where we were because we have a lot of better assets today than we had back then. We're going to do the same type of search here. First of all, for a general manager on who can be the best general manager for the players of today. The league has changed again. It's different than what was 3.5 years ago, and we have to make sure that we get the person that we feel fits right for this team and right for this city.
Bob, Tim Campbell, NHL.com. How will Ken Hitchcock's role change, if at all, going forward?
Ken's will not change. We made the statement when Ken Hitchcock was hired that he is the head coach till the end of the year, and we're not talking to Ken on any other positions until the end of the year. Ken Hitchcock is the head coach. Anytime that you have the head coach, he has to be the key guy responsible for what goes on in the room day to day, and that'll continue throughout the rest of the year.
630 CHED Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 CHED.